This afternoon, I heard loud and clear number 84. And I said, okay, Lord, which 84? I had no clue what he was talking about. But then he gave me a snap vision of the book he wanted me to go to. And it's a little bit of an awareness of recapturing what the intent of God was when he created Adam. Okay? What was God's desire when he created Adam? What was he looking for? He was first of all looking for fellowship. We know that. Okay? And I didn't know what page 84 had to say, but I'm going to take you with me to page 84 of Crowned with Oil by George Warnock. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Now, the minute I read that, I said, wait a minute. You're wanting me to pray this because that's the prayer Jesus prayed before he was crucified. So there must be some more crucifixion coming. You see how the mind works? Almost immediately, right into the negative. The Father is seen as holding the hand of the Son, that the Son might have all power to fulfill the covenant in his people. Now, that made a nice adjustment. I said, oh, it's a partnership. When I take my little grandson for a walk, we hold hands when we cross the street. Quite a while back, it was even on the sidewalk I didn't trust. Now he's old enough that I can trust. So again, the Father is seen as holding the hand of the Son, that the Son might have all power. So there's a purpose. See, and it lines up with the power that you need, the power that he needs, the power that we all need to carry out whatever his commission is. We don't have it, but he's got it available for us when we cry out for it. So I compliment you all to cry out, okay? In reality, he is himself that covenant, our high priest in the heavens, shall not fail nor be discouraged till I have set judgment in the earth. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thy hand, will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant to the people. Isaiah 42, verses 4 through 6. Isaiah 42, starting at verse 4. The forecast that Jesus was able to hold on to when he was facing Calvary was that the Father was going to hold his hand. I had never really pressed into that before. And he was trying to make me see the struggle you're in, because there's a struggle in all of us at different levels. We're not alone. His hand is available. Now, Jesus prays to the Father that he might be glorified in order that he might fulfill the covenant So Jesus is not able to do this on his own. What you and I are commissioned to do, we're not designed to do it on our own. The more you try to depend on yourself and force yourself to do, you are really trusting a fool. But we've been taught to trust the fool. We've been commissioned and orchestrated by rules and regulations and the law. Religious law is your enemy. And he showed that clearly to me this day. He said, you are still stuck in religious law. And it is bringing death instead of life. So I took a deep breath. And I said, Lord, I can't do this. But I can hold your hand. I have that choice to reach out. So I'm going to repeat. Jesus prays to the Father that he might be glorified in order that he might fulfill the covenant. God has declared my glory will I not give to another. Isaiah 42:8. And yet here Jesus is asking for it because he knows that he was manifested in the earth. And when I read this, I want you to hear what it's saying. He orchestrated that you and I would be in the earth at this time. Amen? There's a scroll written about me, and it's not for 10 years from now. It's now. He knew I would be in the earth at this time. Amen? Amen? So how am I like the Lord? Because I'm manifested in the earth, and the timing is not an accident. It's not something that happened by happenstance. It's orchestrated. He knows that he was manifested in the earth not to steal God's glory. Oh. But to be the vessel in the earth who would truly radiate and shine forth God's glory in the earth. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. John 1:14. He came to reveal not himself, the Son, but to show forth the Father. I repeat, he came to reveal not himself, the Son, but to show forth the Father. The Son was the shining forth of the Father. So when I see Jesus, I see my Father shining forth. I see his love flow for the broken. I see his ability to cast out demons. I see his ability to bring back life where death was literally in victory. The Son was shining forth of the Father. And because he was faithful as a man to live and work in the earth in total dependence upon the Father. That's your clincher right there. In total dependent on the Father. How much of my day is my awareness to be totally dependent on my Father? He triumphed where the first Adam failed. Therefore, he became, as God intended Adam to become, the very glory of God in the earth. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7. Now, you know, as I was pondering some of this, as I was trying to comprehend the difference between a papa holding his hand. He said, Kim, when you're holding Matthew's hand and you're walking across the street, could anything bad happen to him? And I said, no, because I'm smart enough to look on both sides of the street. He said, is that little boy wrapping up that cupcake last night? He wrapped it up so perfect. And he made sure that it was in my hands before he left. He said, why? Because there's a relationship between you and him. That relationship to you may be one thing, but to him is something totally different. And what I'm saying to all of you tonight is that when God is saying, will you just reach out and grab my hand? You'll see the soul give up more quickly. You'll see fear run in the opposite direction because Jesus came to set the captives free. He set Jesus in a course of death so that we could come to life. That's why love is the answer. God so loved the world that he what? He gave up his son to pay for what we could never pay for. See, we have been taught self-reliance. It sounds great. But when you compare it with this short little verse, the son was the shining forth of the father. And because he was faithful as a man to live and work in the earth in total dependence upon the Father, in total dependence upon my Father. I don't know how else to pound that home tonight. Once you get that truth inside of you, nothing will shake your tree. No fear or torment will get through to you. Because you're not alone. You were never designed to live alone. You may feel and have all the emotions that nobody gives a darn. Or that they can't understand you. You're absolutely right. They can't. They can't understand you unless they have a relationship with their father, which is your father. But when that assurance is there that he's holding your hand and you're crossing the street and it doesn't matter who's coming your way, you will be safe to get to the other side. He was triumphant where the first Adam had failed. Therefore, he became as God intended Adam to become, the very glory of God in the earth. When God gives his glory and we retain it, we are stealing the glory of God. Man was made to glorify God. Angels and all the celestials' hopes were made to glorify God. When Lucifer said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, this shining one, as his name means, lost his brightness and became darkness. Isaiah 14, verse 13. The anointed cherub was covered, was appointed to fulfill that kind of ministry, to cover, as it were, to protect, to defend the glory of God, Ezekiel 28, 14. The only way man or angels can protect God's glory is to ensure that he retains none of it for himself. In other words, we've heard different testimonies tonight. And the glory is not to the individual. The glory belongs to the Lord that can actually enable you to do things that you could have never done before. Because you've been empowered by God. He's holding your hand. Yes, your soul is having a fit. What else is new? And it will continue until it is totally weaned. That's what we talked about on Sunday. Like the spoiled brat that wants his way with his mother. My soul, hey, it's doing what comes naturally. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm just learning how to resist. And my job is to make sure that you get to know that it can be done. But it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by the Holy Spirit. The only way man or angel can protect God's glory is to ensure that he retains none of it for himself. But in all that he does, in whatever captivity he may minister, it is to give honor and praise to God and seek to bring others of his creatures into the same spirit of worship, that they too might give all honor and praise to him. Let the living creatures that surround the throne, we too are to give glory and honor and thanks to him that sits on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. Revelations 4:9. Take a deep breath, way down deep. Let it go. Now the Son of God was glorified in the earth because in all that he did, the glory that the Father had bestowed upon him returned to the Father in praise and exaltation. When he preached, it was God that was glorified. When he healed, it was God who was glorified in the Son. John 11:4, John 13:31. And now the time has come for him to leave the world and begin a heavenly ministry. See, most people don't think that Jesus is in a ministry on the other side right now, but he is. And he prays that he might be glorified in the heavenly ministration as truly as when he ministered on earth. Once again, the Father would be glorified in the Son on the throne as he was here in the earth. When God gives us a kind of a picture of what he wants done, we are looking and focused on the natural realm. Holy Spirit is trying to get us to awaken to the fact that Jesus's ministry in the heavens is an ongoing reality even now. It has not ceased with the cross. He is setting things in order in the heavens. And that needs to be understood, that he is still listening to Papa. He's still taking instructions from Papa. He sent his spirit down here to keep the earth and you and me in some kind of a construction process. How deep is he taking us? How quickly can we be transformed? I think it all depends on our ability to say, I'll hold your hand. I'm not crossing the street by myself. I'm not going down to Connecticut until I'm sure. So get through to me, God, whatever you got to do. And that's what most of you have been saying. There's certain things you can do, and those limitations are very real. But God sees my heart. Try it on. Say, God sees my heart. And he will educate me. If I make a mistake, he'll use it for his glory. That's Romans 8. Amen. I'm going to skip over to Romans chapter 8, verse 2, because I believe it'll confirm what this word was. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and of death. That's a mouthful. It's the Amplified. For God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh, That is the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit. Sending his own son in the guise of a sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. God condemned sin in the flesh, subdued, overcame, deprived it of its power over all who accept that sacrifice. Leviticus 7:37. A pause there for a moment. Religious teaches you if you behave correctly, if you act correctly, if you react correctly, you're going to get a bonus. And some of us are still living in it. And it is not God. It is legalism. It's destructive. And it causes fear and panic to come back in and terror with all of its friends. So you need to remember that Jesus paid for all of your mistakes, all your weaknesses, all your fleshy attitudes, all your soulish things that you and I have still operating in us. And our dependency is on the Father himself, who said, I'll hold your hand. He wants to help us across whatever it is that we are involved in. But we're so accustomed to doing on my own. It's almost like an automatic reflex. I love what you pointed out, that you saw yourself moving a little bit away from the corner. That was such a gift. Because you see, that was a little bit of progress visible to you, that he was empowering you to do it. For this one to turn around and go in big circles this afternoon. That's praise God. Praise God, because again, you're going to make mistakes. That's why Jesus went to that cross, for those mistakes. Skip to verse 4. So that the righteous and just requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who live and move not in the ways of the flesh, but in the ways of the Spirit. Our lives governed. Don't you like that part? My life governed not by the standard and according to the dictates of the flesh, but controlled by the Holy Spirit. Wow. You mean I can have a controller that is fair and sweet? Yes. Holy Spirit is the opposite of Jezebel. When you think about it, see, Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Jezebel will drive you into every form of lust and selfishness. So you're in a transition period, and you're wondering why there's a war going on? Some of you need to shake your hand right now and say, hey, I'm catching on. Amen? Amen. Verse 5. For those who are according to the flesh and controlled by its unholy desires. Say ouch. Set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit and controlled by the desires of the Spirit, set their minds and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. Wow. I've just heard inside they've had enough. So would you put your right hand over your heart one more time? Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I'm catching on.
I'm catching on.
It's going deeper. I'm going to forgive myself for being human. Jesus knew that we needed salvation. He became the covenant to satisfy Papa. And get us back on the good list. We are the loving creation that Jesus paid for. I'm not an accident. I am being controlled by Holy Spirit. I want more. I want his instructions. I want his dictates. I want Papa to hold my hand. And I am growing up. And I'm getting stronger. Every single day, I'm learning more about loving me instead of rejecting myself. I now accept myself. Yes, there's weaknesses. Yes, there's all kinds of garbage trying to get back in. I've got news. It's not going to happen. Holy Ghost is on the job. The blood of Jesus will not fail. And neither will my confession. All things work together for my good because of the covenant that Jesus did on that tree for me. Hallelujah.